This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And we're going to be here for another 25 minutes. I'm Tim with Kendra and JJ. We're in our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where American Family Radio headquarters are located, broadcasting to 180-something stations across the good old U.S. of A. And we thank you for listening wherever you may be joining us. I think we're in 35 different states.
32 different states.
32?
And you're right, 180-some-odd stations.
Wow. Yeah, and then thousands and thousands of folks listen to our AFR app now. AFR app. They don't necessarily get our radio station, but they can get our radio station through the internet on our AFR app.
24/7, you can listen anywhere in the world, and that's a free app where you download, you know, from your app store, whatever
okay.
your device.
Excuse me, sorry for stepping on you there, JJ. Let's repeat our questions and then get back to the phones.
Okay. What is a single piece of spaghetti called? There's a word for it. It is not a strand.
You know, one's the loneliest number.
It is.
You know, it is. Yeah.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. And I'll add one more question here. In what year did the Romans destroy the temple?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. What is the shortest book in the Bible? What is the shortest book in the Bible? Second question, what do you call three under par in golf? Those of you who are golfers, what do you call three under par?
So
I'm calling it making the tour. If you keep it up right there, which I'm trying to get there. You know, a lot of people laugh and make fun of me, you know, kind of mock. But, yeah, I'm never going to get there if I don't play more. You know what I'm saying? That's what I tell Allison. You know what I'm saying? And isn't that
that's a good argument.
Is that not logical?
That's logical.
True. I'm never going to make the tour if I don't play more and practice more. So you got to put the time in.
It's true.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, which animal has the most mentions in the Bible? Number two, fish fingers. All of those of us who grew up middle class, maybe upper class people ate these too, but certainly us who didn't have a lot of money for food. That sounds bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you had
on a budget.
You ate these on a regular basis, is what I'm telling you, because they were not very expensive, but they tasted good. Fish fingers are also known as what in the United States? What is the answer to that question? And finally, what is the top-selling cookie in the country?
Good questions.
I like that.
You go all across the fruity plain, and this cookie is number one. What is that? What is this cookie? All right, let's get back to the phones. JJ, who's up next?
We've got Billy from Mississippi. Hello, Billy. Hi, Billy. Billy going once. Billy going twice.
Don't be a hero.
All right, we got to let you go, bud. Let's talk to him.
Am I the only one that knows that song?
I
missed it.
I missed that one, too.
Billy, don't be a hero?
Yeah.
You don't even know that song,
do
you?
No,
You would know it if you heard it.
Yeah, I heard it.
It's vintage, probably 73, 74.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't know that.
Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life. You don't know this?
Still not ringing
I'll
a bell.
I'll teach you after we get through.
Okay, good. Brad from Kansas. Hi, Brad.
How we doing?
doing great. Brad, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both. I haven't called you guys in quite a while. I've been kind of busy, but I'll just give you a forewarning that I'm the guy that usually tries to do a trick question.
Okay.
On you professors, but I'm not doing that today.
Okay,
all
no
right.
tricks.
Okay. Hey, which one of our questions do you want to answer?
I believe we're going to go with the shortest book of the Bible.
Here's the question. What is the shortest book in the Bible?
Oh, boy. I had it down between two, but I'm going to go ahead and stick with Jude.
And that is not the right answer.
Really?
It's not the answer.
And there's a book shorter than Jude.
And Tim thought it was Jude.
I did as well,
Kendra did, but there's one shorter than Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah, I know which one.
You're full of the songs today.
Hey, what's your
50% chance?
Well, that's right. What's your question for us, Brad?
Okay, this question is actually related to the first car that the White House used in 1909 with
the steamer.
What was that, the Stanley Steamer?
Mm-hmm. You know, it was the White Steamer.
The white, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So my question is, when was gasoline invented?
Great question.
You know, that's I can tell that's you how question, much because gasoline is not something you just get somewhere. You have to make it.
Make it.
Right?
Yeah. And they had steam, little back quick backstory. Steam was actually very efficient. Steam locomotives, mm-hmm. some of these other things, lots of horsepower, but you had to build up ahead of steam. Then you had all this power mm-hmm. and no real way to shut it down. So, you know, being able to come to a stop was real problematic.
So that's where you get the expression head of steam?
Build up ahead of steam, yeah.
Huh.
And you could use coal or wood, and you get it going. Now, not a problem if you're going down a train track, but
right.
if you're in the, you know, in the subdivision and you're in a steam car. Yeah, yeah. Hey, but so gasoline, I know it weighs 6 pounds per gallon. That's yep. just
tell me this, was the Model T, did it run on gasoline? That might help us get a...
Yeah, they ran on gasoline.
So it had to
Model T.
By then.
Let's say late 1800s. I'm going to say 1899.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, is that your final answer?
Yeah, but it's a guess, Brad.
All right, that is 100% incorrect.
When was gasoline invented?
He's mocking you, JJ.
And I want to know if it was regular or ethyl, which one was invented first.
I'm going to use that one. Okay, it was invented in 1937.
What?
Wow.
According to Google.
So 1937, gasoline was invented?
Wait a minute.
So they
I
used
think
a different form of fuel?
No, that can't be
Google
right. Because...
Google is wrong. Yes.
Yeah, they're wrong because you're talking 19, like in the teens, for it seems like, for the Model T.
Right, but they even give the name of the guy that invented it.
Yeah, but they weren't running on air, and they had to be running on gasoline. Well, those were the ones that Henry Ford made.
Yeah.
Well, they were, you know, they started out as steam, of course. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, then they switched
over.
They
called it the steamer. I bet it was on steam.
Yeah, but the Henry Ford's, his ones that came off the production, they were gasoline cars.
Well, then, like I said, you were wrong, and we've got one up on
all right.
them now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would just say.
All right, we'll find out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Are you doing your own research?
I'm over here trying to look them up.
I know that. I know that for a fact that those Model Ts were. I can't remember like what the early years were, but they were in the teens for sure.
Yeah,
and they ran on gasoline.
Still amazing to me that we can go click, click, click
right.
on our phone on what we used to have to go to the library for. And sit down for 2 hours and research.
Right. Amazing.
Remember that?
Are the Britannica encyclopedias? Or
world books?
Or,
my mom bought a
world
my
books?
Mom used to buy the world. She wrote a set of world books.
A salesman got us, so. Too. He went up and down our street.
I think it might be gasoline as we know it, of the date that he was talking about it. But it looks like... from this article I'm reading, that it was, like JJ said, in the early or the late 1800s that the first invention of gas.
Because Henry Ford's Model Ts absolutely ran on gasoline. And so.
More to be discovered.
Very good. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Do you know something, Devin, we don't know? He's passing the heretofore mentioned. Cell phone over to me. On June 11th, 1895, the first U.S. patent for gasoline-powered automobile was issued to Charles Duray of Springfield, Massachusetts. By the early 20th century, the oil companies were producing gasoline as a simple distillate from petroleum. So it mm-hmm. comes from, gasoline comes from petrol, from mm-hmm. petroleum, right? All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Who's up next? Who's up next, Kendra?
Let's see. Do we have, is it Brad from Kansas? No, I'm sorry. Donald from Texas. Are you with us, Donald?
I am here.
Good morning, Donald. Where are you calling from in Texas?
I live in Orange, Texas.
Hey, Donald, just to jump in from other, the Model T was introduced in 1908.
1908.
Yeah.
I've heard that. So.
Hey, Donald, ask, answer, or do both.
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to answer the young lady's question on the spaghetti.
Okay.
Hey, here we go.
We want to know that.
Finally.
What is a single piece of spaghetti called? The singular form of the word spaghetti.
It is called spaghetti-o.
I'll give you that. It's called spaghetto.
Spaghetti spud. Spaghetto. Nice. All right, Donald.
Good job.
I don't know what part of the country you're from is how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Right. I was thinking spaghetti, like octopus.
Yeah.
Or octopi.
Well, that's plural, so it makes sense.
Now, are we
sense.
Talking about a single string of spaghetti?
Single
what's
strand
it called?
Of
right.
Spaghetti.
One single piece of spaghetti.
It's called a
one piece is spaghetto. Two is spaghetti.
Okay. So if you want three, how do you order
spaghetti.
That?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti, okay. Two or more.
Gathered in this place.
hey, Donald, good job.
From. Great.
Well, listen, you were paying attention when you were there in Italy. What's your question?
I've never been.
What's your question for us?
Now, there is a little town here in Texas. Go up Highway 287 when I go to Fort Worth. I pass through a little town that's called Italy, but that's the only time I get through Italy.
That's your international experience right there, huh?
Thankfully.
That's it.
Well, hey, listen, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm going to give you part of a scripture, and the scripture can be by itself or it can be added in with another scripture. But in the book of Revelations, Chapter 2 and 3, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, is listed how many times?
That's a real good question.
How many times is that expression you just mentioned said in the book of Revelation? That's your question?
Yes, sir. It can be by itself, or it can be in another. You know, a whole scripture.
I'm going to guess gonna seven.
It's going to be a few.
I'm going to go seven.
Okay,
well.
I'm going with you guys. Seven.
All y'all green on seven?
Yes, sir. Are.
Okay, well, seven is how many times it is.
Hey,
yeah.
All right.
Well, we deducted from.
In chapter two, it's listed in verse 7, 11, 17, 29. And in chapter 3, it's listed in verse 6, 13, and 22.
Okay.
Super. Hey, Donald, thank you for loving the word, and thank you for listening to American Family Radio. You have a great weekend, buddy.
They say if you repeat anything in Scripture, it's like putting an exclamation point on it. So to say it seven times must mean something.
We got 11 minutes left here on this here show. So we're going to now repeat our questions that have
Heretofore
gone unanswered.
I have one remaining.
Go.
What is the year that Rome destroyed the temple in Jerusalem?
You need another question? I got a good one.
Okay,
for
well, what you got?
Right here.
Let's see. What color are cranberries before they turn red?
And here's what I've got. Two questions left. What is the shortest book in the Bible? What is the shortest book in the Bible? And then for you golfers, what do you call three under par in golf?
Hmm.
What do you call three under par
riddle?
In golf?
That's sort of a riddle or a joke?
No, that's it. Three under
term.
Par.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here are my questions.
I thought you would know that.
I got three that have gone unanswered. Number one, which animal has the most mentions in the Bible?
That's
number
a great
two,
question.
Fish fingers are also known as what in the United States? And number three, which is the top-selling cookie in all the country? So, a couple of food-related questions and one from the Bible. Back to the phones we go. Who's next?
John from Texas. Are you with us, John?
I am here.
All right. Did you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
How far are you from Italy, John?
I am I'm about a mile away from Italy.
Which question?
That was good.
That was really good. Yeah. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the question about the shortest book in the Bible.
All right, John, what is the shortest book in the Bible?
Well, you got to understand that God gave me really devastating good looks, but he gave me bad eyes, so I have to use a large print edition. But even in my Bible, the shortest book in the Bible is 3 John.
No, sir. No,
are you kidding?
That's not it.
Not Jude.
Not Jude. And not 3 John.
Huh. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. Now, you're using a Protestant Bible, right?
Right.
I just want to make sure.
Maccabees 7.
I want to make sure we're on the same. Okay.
Oh, my word.
All right.
You make my jaws hurt. Okay. Hey, good try, though, John. Thank you for, trying.
Us.
What's your question for us?
Okay. I was raised Southern Baptist and am still a Southern Baptist. I don't know for how much longer, but nevertheless, archaeologists have just discovered who exactly was the first Southern Baptist preacher. What was his name?
The first Southern Baptist.
Archaeologist. Huh?
Here's the deal, John. They found that fellow on the back pew. He was on the very back pew there at the first synagogue. And I tell you the reason, I don't know if you know this. John, you know why Baptists sit on the back row? Because there are no pews in the parking lot. And Baptists, they believe that you're supposed to take a covered dish to heaven with you when you die. And they've never sung the third verse of any hymn in their life. But I'm going to stop right there.
It's going to be a casserole, too.
Let's see. That's going to be something funny.
It is.
But it's.
We don't know.
Yeah, you better tell us.
This is. Well, here's the deal. Ezekiel was proven to be the first Southern Baptist preacher because God told him to go speak to the Valley of Dry Bones, and Baptist preachers been doing that ever since.
Oh, man.
That's a rough one.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a low blow right there.
That's good. I thought it was going to be
glad you are one, John.
Yes. John, thank you so much for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio it is. If you want to send us an email, you can use this address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We'll sign you up to get 50 emails a day right there. I'm talking about in addition to what you already get.
So 700
total. You'll never be bored. You sign up for our email. I'm just kidding.
That's right.
What if one of these places actually, like, you know, all these commercials, but what if somebody just told the truth and said, sign up for our email. We'll blow your phone up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
So, no, I'm serious. If you want to send us an email, we receive it, we read it, and we just respond. But we thank you for communicating with us here at AFR. So just send it to comments@afr.net, your email, comments@afr.net. I'm Tim with Kendra. And JJ, we thank you for listening, and we've got a few more minutes left on the program. Let's go back to the phones, Kendra.
Okay, Lynn from North Carolina. Are you with us, Lynn?
I am.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling Trivia Friday.
Where are you, Lynn, in North Carolina?
Northeastern North Carolina, about 2 hours from Nag's Head.
What's that looking like? What kind of damage, what kind of warnings are you getting where you are?
Well, I'm actually in Virginia right this minute. We're getting some tornado warnings, but it's pretty much clearing out. They had a lot of damage around Emerald Isle, kind of south of Nag's Head.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we didn't have anything here other than maybe the loss of power. So
we've been praying for you guys.
Thank you, Lord.
People across the country have been praying for North and South Carolina, Georgia, of course. You know, got a little bit, and then Virginia. Nobody was sure exactly what would happen, but I'm glad for that report. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a daughter in Southport, which is south of Wilmington, and then we're in northeastern North Carolina, the rest of us. So, but thank the Lord everybody came through.
Yes.
unscathed.
Amen.
Ask or answer, or both, Lynn?
Both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the golf question.
Here's the question. What do you call 3 under par in golf?
That would be an albatross.
Well, you're exactly right. I've got, hey, Lynn and Tim, I've got 2 answers. Albatross or double eagle?
Double eagle,
yeah,
I think it's technically the albatross was first, and then double eagle came later on. I think I'm correct.
Maybe slang or something. Wow. Yeah, he gave me two
okay,
answers.
Okay, I misunderstood the question. I thought you were saying 3 under par after a round of golf.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too, to start with, and then I figured out he must have been talking about an albatross. So.
Yeah. Oh. This just said, what do you call 3 under par in golf? I'm not a golfer, so I didn't know what I was even reading or what the, you know, anything about
it. I am a golfer, and I've never had one.
Albatross or double eagle?
If you're on a par 5 and you made it in two shots, that would be the albatross.
That'd be the only way you'd be able to do that, except for maybe a hole in one on a par 4, which is almost impossible.
Wow.
Right.
So, Lynn, what's your question for us?
Well, hey, wait, before you ask, Lynn, what do you generally shoot?
70 to 75. Any hotter than that, I'm going to go inside.
Good answer.
That's good.
All right, what's your question for us?
In the Old Testament, Caleb, what does Caleb mean
dog.
In Bible language?
I believe it means
correct, dog.
It means what?
Dog.
Really?
Isn't that so sad? It's Caleb was, you know, one of the ones that.
Are you saying
one
dog?
Of the brave ones.
It means
Are
dog.
You saying dog.
It means dog.
Dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dog
is that
dog?
Right, Lynn?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Wow.
There you go, Kendra.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
she
right.
Says dog. We say dog. So right.
Dog. It means dog.
D A W G is the correct spelling.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, that's unfortunate for him because all these brave names, you know.
And
all
he's a brave
sons
person.
Of thunder and this and that. Yeah. All right, Lynn, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right. I'll tell you what, our next, we got a couple callers on the line, but we're not going to have time, so we'll get them for next time. Get Connie in Texas and Mally, I guess it is, in Oklahoma.
Put them at the front of the line if they'll call next Friday.
Next week. But we got questions that have gone unanswered that need to be given answers for.
Okay.
Kendra, what do you have?
Well, Rome, as Jesus had mentioned, what came and destroyed the temple in 70 AD. Not a stone was left upon another. And the cranberry, before it turns red, it is white.
The cranberry's
the
white?
Cranberry.
Yeah. You would think something would be green.
Right.
Now, I know you bounce them to see if they're ripe. I've seen that on the commercials.
You know what job I've always wanted?
What?
Those people who step on them.
Wade out in the, yeah.
Yeah, just, they
in the
just,
bogs.
Just, all they do all day is squash cranberries.
You I know they do
people?
It for grapes. Do
I
they
think
do it
that's
for cranberries?
Grapes. Cranberries, they're in the bogs and they got the big
I don't
high
care.
Waders.
I don't care what it is.
He just wants to squish them between his toes.
You know, I just want to go out. You know, it's kind of like smashing those bubbles.
On
you know
bubble wrap.
Oh, that
just
would
a good
be
stress
rewarding.
Reliever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Here's what I've got. What is the shortest book in the Bible? That was actually our mystery question.
Mm-hmm.
Second John has 13 verses. Jude has 25 verses.
Wow.
Which animal has the most mentions in the Bible? That would be sheep.
Wow.
Fish fingers are also known as what in the United States?
Fish sticks?
Fish sticks.
Some people are killing themselves for that one.
Finally, which is the top-selling cookie in all of America?
Oreos?
Chocolate chip.
The Oreos.
Oh.
Oreo is the most popular cookie.
Twist
in
them.
All of America.
Take your front teeth, drag that icing off, dip them in milk, all kind of ways to enjoy
now
those
talking.
Oreos.
Sponsored right. by Oreo.
Folks, thank you for listening to AFR and Trivia Friday. You have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday.